We're continuing here in Tomer Dvora. Definitely been a while, and we're about to begin in here in Tomer Dvora in the second parak, talking in many ways about different parts of our body. It relates to certain ideas in Sfiros, Keser HaElyon, and things like that. I'm going to strip away elements of the Kabbalistic pieces, not because if I knew what it could be, I would share it. I don't know it, so that's why I'm going to. Any understanding, I'm going to assume it's Kabbalistic. Which means we're left with very little here, but I'm going to try to do my best. The part of the body that the Tomer Dvora is talking about now is the forehead. We're going to speak about different parts, and this is the mitzcho, the metzach, the forehead of a person. So says the Tomer Dvora as follows, mitzcho lo yihye bo koshi klal, that the forehead should not reflect a person's like difficulty, frustration, or stubbornness. That the forehead sometimes, if you look at a person, so the forehead is very static. You can read a lot into a person's smile, into a person's eyes. We'll clarify more about the forehead in a second. But the forehead, for some reason, is representative of a person. It has the capacity to be very, very, it's very strong, inflexible. Ela yidmet tamid lemetzach haratzon. A person should be more similar to try to develop this midah where a person is more welcoming and more easygoing. Sheyirtza es hakol, that everything's good. It's all okay. Afilu sheyimtza b'nei adam ko'asim, that even if people are very upset at me, or people around you are very upset, so yiratzim v'yashkitim b'ritzono hatov, do your best to be a calming figure for those around you. Sometimes it's like, people get very worked up about things. This is, oh my gosh, this is going on. It's a huge deal. Everyone, and you can be a calming figure. It's associated for some reason with the forehead. We'll talk about why in a little bit. Shekein metzach haratzun, tamid rotzeh meratzeh gvurzun. Misaknim has the ability on some level to be misaking difficult things. And that's a way that a person could do it. Sometimes in order to do this, v'hu yinahalein b'ritzon hatov, v'yishat ifsham chachma gedola lahashbis hakas. Sometimes it requires an enormous amount of wisdom to be able to calm this down, that a person doesn't do anything which is too tricky. We're skipping this in a second. This is really the midah of being noach lebrios, a pleasant person to be around. If you're a very difficult kind of a person, if you're very easily frustrated and somewhat upset, you're going to have a hard time getting along with people. That's pshat in the Mishnah, that if ruach abrios, if people are good with you, so is Hashem, it comes from a similar kind of a place. You have good midos, you're difficult, where exactly are you? This midah is a very, very important midah, which is the midah, again, I'll read it from the way that it's explained by Goldberg Shlita in Valachta Bidracha, which is, Shetzarashti ha'adam midas haritzoi shiratis ha'kov v'losi yebakoshi. V'iz kazeh afili kishimatzei anashim ko'asim v'tovim l'datik mitzadin, yuchel hashkitam. There are people sometimes who are more difficult, people that are more challenging, people get worked up about things very, very easily. And this midah is a midah of calming down. This is a midah of saying, it's okay, yeb seder. It's something which is going to be fine. That's associated on some level with the forehead. We're going to go a little bit into the world of machshava right now. Hope that is okay. And we're going to try to develop, I think, an intriguing idea or two. We're going to rely a little bit on the Maharal, so please let's understand like this. Maharal writes in the Chidushei Gadosh, the Gemara Masechet Kedushin Daf Ayin. The Gemara there says, in the Gemara Masechet Kedushin, if you want to clarify if a person's really a Kohen or not, so the Gemara says, Ko Kohen Sheyesu Azus Metzach, the phrase Azus, of being brazen, comes with, in the world Chazal sometimes, Azus Metzach, brazenness of the forehead. Azus Metzach. There's a certain brazen which comes. If a Kohen has it, Al Tahir Acharav, you can assume that he's really considered to be good, he's considered to be a Kohen. What's going on here? So says the Maharal as follows, that he sowed in many places in Torah Machshava like this. Ki Yisrael Nimshalim Ki Ilu Haya Ish Echad. B'nei Yisrael are compared to like one person. Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad is interpreted by Bali Machshava, not as a cute way of describing the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. But when Klal Yisrael comes together, we, on some level, form the equivalent of a body. And just like in a body, not every one of the limbs of the body has equal importance. So too, when it comes, says the Maharal, to Klal Yisrael, not all people have equal chashivas. and different people or groups of people are connected different places on the human body. So as an example, the melech, the king, is domet lelev. The king is the center. The king is the middle, controls domet lelev. The Sanhedrin is compared to the eyes. V'im me'enei ha'eda, Torah tells us in Bamidbar and Perek Tesvav. They have vision. The melech establishes the tone for all taking place, but the Sanhedrin, their psak, they have a degree of vision. Says the Maharal as follows, HaKohanim, they are keneged ha-moach im ha-metzach. That Kohanim are like the brain and the forehead corresponds to it. He says, Asher sham ha-neshama ha-tahora. That's where the pure neshama really is, and in that place of a body. For that reason, the Gemara says, if a Kohen has azus, metzach, you can assume that there's something there, but it's got to really be a Kohen, because azus, metzach, that corresponds what takes place in the forehead. Okay. What's going on here? What does this mean? Foreheads, this and that. What exactly is taking place? So this is a Maral in the Siv HaBusha. The Maral in the Siv HaBusha writes like this. There are two midas. There's a midah of a person who gets embarrassed, and a midah of a person who's very brazen. And those are opposite midas. A person that's embarrassed won't communicate in certain ways with certain people. They'll know their place. I'm a little bit anxious, what's going to be, so I stay back a little bit. A brazen person is a person that comes out in a very, very strong, that's very, very strong. Why? The metzach is a place which naturally, the forehead is a place which is very, very strong. It's a place of the face where it is hardest to read a person's emotions based on their forehead. If you go back to an era when people are wearing masks everywhere, so one of the challenges is that I can see a person, I lose a lot of the part of a person's face which tell me where they are emotionally. Teaching, speaking in front of a room, and people's faces are half covered is very challenging, and you have their eyes to work off of, but forehead doesn't tell you a whole lot about a person's emotional state. It's very static, it's very strong, says the Maharal. That's why the Pasuk says in Sefer Yirmiyah, the Gemara quotes that Metzach Isha Zona. They're like the forehead of a zona, of a prostitute. It's very like, prostitute with forehead. It says, my Rabbi, because forehead where you have no like hispalus. So nothing phases you. It's static. It is what it is. And a zona, l'chor the pshat is, should be engaging in activities that give her a degree of hispalus, a degree of excitement. But she's so used to it that she gets no excitement about that at all. Associated with the forehead, something which is very, very static, very, very rough, and very not welcoming. Person can have very welcoming, very kind eyes, a very warm smile. We've never heard a person say a very, very sensitive forehead. You see the forehead is associated with that which is strong. Because it's associated with that which is strong, so azus metzach, brazenness, is associated with the metzach. I don't get fazed by things. I don't care who you are or what you are. I will speak strongly and directly to you. I'm a forehead kind of a person. People associate with a degree of static, of strong, of not moving at all. Not the warmth of a smile or kind, welcoming. No, I'm strong. That's part of the azus metzach. However, because the forehead is the place on your face, which is so static, you see it and it doesn't move, it's so strong, doesn't reflect anything, it also means that if a person has the capacity to sanctify, to have a forehead, which is on some level is less harsh, so that already brings something very powerful. That's why the Torah tells us that the Kohen Gadol, wears a tzitz. A tzitz is one of the big day kahuna. It says, Nekodesh Lashem. Where is the Kohen Gadol? Where is the Kohen wearing that tzitz? V'haya paspar tzava al metzach aharon. The tzitz is on his forehead. And the Gemara says in Zvachim, Andaf Pechas, that when a person wears the tzitz, that is mechaper on the sin of Azus Panim. It's mechaper on the sin of Azus Panim. That what's taking place when you have a tzitz, again, I'm sorry, we're more in the world of Machshava here than maybe usual, that the tzitz is the place, the forehead, It's a place which is supposed to be so kasha, but when you take that place and you make it welcoming, and you make it welcoming, the tzitz is there, v'haya al mitzcho tamid l'ratzon lifnei Hashem. The Gemara darshan in Meseches Pesachim calls man the Kohen Gadol, it's for one day. It's b'schus the tzitz, for one day in the Gemara, when the Kohen Gadol's wearing the tzitz on his metzach, it's at that point in time where certain things that should be pasul in a karban don't become pasul. There's more ratzon. A karban becomes tameh, so I really shouldn't be able to offer that karban on the mizbeach. But if the Kohen Gadol's wearing the tzitz, all the discussions in Gemara have shown him, it could be that it's okay to offer that particular karban. Because in the place which is associated with harsh, a place associated with strong, a place associated with the inability to be flexible, when that place gets sanctified, Kodesh Lashem, when that place is associated with kindness and goodness, even that which should be tameh can suddenly be okay. There's enormous, enormous power there. Enormous power there. What this means, therefore, is as follows, and we'll try to just bring it in a more direct way. There's a particular midah. That midah is a midah of strength, but really brazenness. That midah is a midah of brazenness. That midah is a midah of chutzpah. That midah is a midah which says, I don't care about what's going on around me. This will not faze me. You will not faze me. I will act the same way. Doesn't matter who's there. Who's a chutzpah de kid? A chutzpah de kid, a brazen person, says, I don't care that there should be a power differential between us, a certain level of stature. There's some gap between us. I don't care. I don't care. I'm not fazed by anything. I'm totally, totally brave. The midah of not caring is the midah associated with the forehead. The part of your body that is, says the Maharal, it's not reflecting any emotional shift or change. It is what it is. That midah is associated with, I don't get fazed by anything. I'm not fazed by anything. If that's so, let's dig a step further. So when, instead of that midah, and in situations where that midah, I would think, is all around me, I decide to sanctify it. Kodesh Lashem, L'Ratzon. That I take my azus, and it's going to be something which is holier, it's going to be something which is elevated, I'm going to be l'ratzon. I say, even though this is a time where everyone's getting very worked up, there's a lot of forehead around right now, if you were talking about machshav, everyone's getting very flustered right now. People are feeling a lot of pressure, people are being rude right now. This is a place of that, and in that makum, I don't do it, that's metzach l'ratzon. That's something which is sanctifying. That's something which is welcoming and kind. That's that midah. Meaning, the midah is, the way I would define it almost more precisely, I think it's an element of pshat here, that when everyone else around you is getting very worked up, and everyone else around you is a bechina of that midah associated with forehead, of just tough and rough, and in that place, you don't respond that way. In that place, you try to be a person that calms the situation instead of escalates the tension. In that place, you become like a Kohen. Kodesh Hashem on the Metzach. In the place associated with the most firm, I'm going to sanctify it. I can bring it somewhat closer. I can help it. I can allow it to be significantly more. We are often in situations, which if you were working at this, you would say, where people around us are behaving a particular way. This is the nature of like a yeshiva type system sometimes, or a college type system, where you're dorming and you're around people all the time. So it isn't even like the time to like have your own space to decompress. So my decompressing is that I get people around me worked up by whatever's on my mind. There's like the hack late night in the dorm or in a base medrash or things like that. And it's very easily a phenomenon of people getting... They get very, very worked up, and they get very, very strong, and they speak in ways that are maybe a little bit over the top and a little bit too forceful. And this is going on and that, and they've tainus and spreading, etc. The midah of metzach l'ratzon is the midah that a kohen, who's the ultimate ish chesed, is able to bring, the oyev shalom v'odev shalom. When there's strength and people are upset all around me, I am a calming figure. I'm a calming figure. I'm a person who's able to say, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. It's tumah everywhere. You can bring tumah on the mizbeach sometimes if there's a tzitz there. There's something which you could accomplish and you could do. And that this situation, much as on the one hand, it's so abstract, a part of the body associated with the midah, forehead, doesn't move, associated with those that are that don't care or are not fazed. They're strong. It is what it is. But the idea is immensely, immensely practical. Immensely practical. I'll give one example where this often comes up. Where this often comes up for anybody here that is going to be, you're like, if you're ever like an employee somewhere, and something's going on, there's a crisis going on, you always see the difference between those that are very much, I would say, almost like forehead people, and those that are tzitz people. There are people that get, they only make the, they're pouring more, you know, not water on the fire. They're adding fuel to the fire. There's a difficult, oh my gosh, yeah, it's so terrible. What are we going to do? I can't believe it at all. It's like they get very, very, very fazed by it. And they'll therefore speak in very brazen ways, in very difficult ways, in very challenging ways. And then there's the midah of calming down. A midah which says, I'm not going to always speak up and make things worse. If I read the scene a little bit, maybe I should be a little bit hesitant, a little bit of busha. The Maharal says it's the opposite, a little bit of busha. I'm not going to be mosif to the challenges. I'm going to contribute to that which is, that was good. And sometimes it can come up where you're a parent or you're a teacher or you're a counselor or you're whatever you're being, and people are, got to come down hard on that guy, got to come down hard. And there's a place for me, as he's spoken about. But there's also a place to say, tzitz on the metzach, to know how to say, take a deep breath, relax. It's all going to be okay. I think it's interesting sort of me to reflect upon as far as that question. In moments of challenge and difficulty, in moments where people are being a bit chutzpahdik around me, a bit brazen around me, what am I? I'm a person who calms situation. I'm a person who escalates. I'm a person that gets phased very easily and adds anger. I'm a person that's able to calm things down, to be that kind of a figure. It's immensely, immensely, immensely valuable, and it becomes a very, very high-level midah. As the Tomer Dvorah says, it often requires a degree of chachma, requires a degree of wisdom to know how to do each, how to calm something down and how to not. In that sense, again, I think this is one of the more abstract weeks, but the forehead is a midah associated with azus. The godless of the Kohanim is the Kohanim's capacity to sanctify that azus and to bring more chesed and to bring more chesed into this world, to be able to calm things down and be l'ratzon, to not be as difficult or as hard, as unable to be pleasant and to be easygoing. And in many ways, that's part of what we want to have, is mitzcho, lo yihi ebo, as the Talmud Dvorah says, koshi klal, to be a person that is pleasant and easygoing, nice and all good. That's a real midah. That's a real midah, which I think is an important one to reflect upon. Have a wonderful rest of your day.